At the conclusion of an afternoon seminar at the Clinton School of Public Service, Dean Skip Rutherford asked folks to stick around and reflect on the 13th Amendment.
That amendment abolished slavery, and as a result, over 400,000 slaves in Arkansas were freed.
It was part of a series of events across the state organized by the Arkansas Civil War Sesquicentennial Commission called Let Freedom Ring. The Clinton School event mirrored another held at the Arkansas State Capitol. There, Governor Asa Hutchinson spoke on the amendment's legacy and the hardscrabble politicking out of which it grew.
We remind ourselves of this historic moment, but also the challenge of that time. And it took a lot of political muscle for the Congress to pass the 13th Amendment. Horse trading had to be accomplished, just as we do today.
Arkansas's legislature was the 21st to ratify the amendment in 1865.
We remember the leadership that brought that to pass and the sacrifice of so many in working to preserve our nation.
And thus, organizers rang the Capitol bell 13 times at 1 o'clock, also known as 1300 hours. And over at the Clinton School, students and faculty rang a bell, donated to them in 2007. On the Capitol steps, State Senator Linda Chesterfield, one of the first black students to integrate Hendricks College 50 years ago, directed her focus on the more significant anniversary of the day.
To be a part of the celebration of my state ratifying finally the 13th Amendment to the Constitution speaks of how far this state had to come.
She noted how in the resulting years of Reconstruction, African Americans began to serve in the state legislature. More served during that period than at any other in the state's history, a history which longtime civil rights activist and Little Rock resident Annie Abrams, who attended the Clinton School event, says she sees continuing through her children, grandchildren, and great-grandchildren.
I've lived four generations of evolution, of the history of how far have we come.
Abrams herself comes from a lifetime of political and social activism stemming from the 1957 Central High School desegregation saga and her work on one of the most prominent black newspapers of the day, the Arkansas State Press.
And for me to have been in the House of the Senate in D.C., to have been in the Arkansas Capitol, to have had the governor that's ringing the bell over there, to sit on my couch for my wisdom, I know we have made progress.
From recognition of citizenship to political representation to the fight for integration, Abrams says she is inspired to keep going, not only by the history of progress originating in the passage of the 13th Amendment, but also by her own simple motto.
Service is the rent that you pay to stay on this earth. Now, I'm going to pay some rent. Have you paid any rent today?
She hopes those guiding words will help future generations confront the struggles and injustices of their day. Chris Hickey, KUAR News.